Welcome back, children of the revolution, to What You're Not Listening To here on Ace of Spades PDX. I'm still your host, Ben Brown Jr. I'm also your writer, producer, and audio engineer. So hey, why not, right? Since it is Pride Month and it has been 50 years since the Stonewall Riots, this is a very special Pride show, and this is going to be covering the Forgotten Women of Disco. This was the sound from back in the day when everything seemed possible. This is the period that was once called the era of gay liberation. Think about that for just a second. Liberation, the end result of a revolution. Blacks led the way, and many times we in the LGBTQI community forget this. After the assassination of several of the movement's brightest leaders in the 1960s, this spirit of freedom was kept alive by people like James Baldwin, the black and openly gay writer and activist from Harlem, who saw all oppression as the same. The decade that followed Stonewall was our moment, or at least we in the LGBTQI community assumed it was. However, we didn't mind sharing it with other dispossessed populations, namely women, who were concurrently also demanding liberation from an unfair system as well. And just like the seeds that started that counter-revolution, black people and their culture were also at the core of what was part of the experience. This cultural phenomenon was the sound of disco, emerging from the gay, both black and white, club scene in New York City and in neighborhoods that were at the time some of the most crime-ridden slums in the United States. Disco music was the perfect antidote to what was happening in the 1970s. With newfound gains made by these marginalized groups, it became the soundtrack to all that people should be doing in response to the truly miserable economic and political turmoil of the decade, which was to remember to dance and have a good time once in a while. What started out in inner-city ghettos in the Big Apple in 1971 grew and spread quickly. Disco became mainstream by 1974 and culminated in popularity in 1979. It was primarily producer-driven and laid the foundation of all electronic dance music that has followed in the 40-plus years since its inception. How ubiquitous was disco by the end of the 1970s? When it crashed, it almost bankrupted the music industry. One of the reasons for the demise of disco was due to rock music fans, almost always white, straight men, who staged violent protests, including a riot at a baseball game no less, and very publicly wanted disco gone. This was a less than subtle racist, misogynistic, and homophobic backlash against the music, the populations it had sprung from, and it was also railing against its hedonistic culture. By the early 1980s, a wave of conservatism had spread across the country, as well as the riot of AIDS among the very same populations that disco had arisen from. This is a look back at female singers, female vocal groups, and female-fronted bands of the era. A few of these tracks were top 40 hits. Some occasionally pop up on soundtracks and in club retro nights as memories of a long-forgotten time, when the future seemed bright and held many promises. This program isn't just a rose-colored glasses look back, however, but a type of protest in a sense. New York City Pride is celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Riots this month. The gay community shot heard around the world. New York City Pride has decided to take money from numerous organizations that have little, if anything, to do with the spirit of liberation that is so desperately needed right now. Some of these organizations have engaged in truly despicable exploitation, including laundering money for murderers. Sadly, so many other Pride organizations have followed suit. This show is for you, children of the revolution, to remind you that not everything has to come with a price tag or be created at the expense of anyone else. It is time that we stop throwing each other under the bus. We're still here, we're still queer, and we're still tired of being treated like second-class citizens. To everyone else, support our constitutionally guaranteed equal rights. Get over your privilege or get the hell gone. Because honestly, we are done with the excuses, the lies, and the drama. Time to let that crap go, and all of us can then move forward. To those of you who are staying to help us with the fight, still don't forget to dance. And we're going to be kicking off our Pride show this week with a Philadelphia group that was bigger in the UK than it was here in their native US. This trio of vocalists released only one album, of which our first track is also the title. This is Frantique with Strut Your Funky Stuff, and we will see you in about 30 minutes.
Get up, stand up, strut your funky stuff, Jonah. Get up, stand up, strut your funky stuff, Jonah. Get up, stand up, strut your funky stuff, Jonah. Get up, stand up, strut your funky stuff,
today, 'cause ever since you've been gone, I had a pain deep down inside. He says there's nothing really wrong with me, I'm just missing my man. So honey, please, come on home as soon as you can.
Doctor's orders say there's only one thing.
a love that's real and true. The thought of losing you could never be erased. The love that I once knew could never be replaced.
Yeah.
Welcome back, literally, the children of the revolution. This is your host, Ben Brown Jr., with what you're now listening to on our very special Pride Show here for 2019. It's June. I hope all of you are having a good time, because it was a joy to put this together. Let's recap what we've heard in the first part of this audio anthology show, shall we? Kicking it off with Strut Your Funky Stuff by Frantique from 1979. After that was Carol Douglas with Doctor's Orders. Douglas had been performing professionally since the mid-1960s. When her career initially didn't take off, she recorded TV jingles before this 1974 track was released, and it is considered a pioneering disco song. After that, our third track in our survey this week, Gloria Scott, Just As Long As We're Together. Hailing from the same town as fellow singer Janis Joplin, this Port Arthur, Texas native had at one time been one of Ike and Tina Turner's backup singers, the Ikettes. Barry White produced this song for Scott, her biggest hit. After that was a slightly salacious song a lot of radio stations wouldn't play it at the time, In the Bush by Musique. Produced by Patrick Adams, who had amassed 32 gold records for his work, Musique was a female vocal group that consisted of five women. One of them, Jocelyn Brown, would go on to have a long career as an R&B hitmaker, again with many of her tracks produced by Patrick Adams. After that, the Jones Girls, You Gonna Make Me Love Somebody Else. Oh, yes. A trio of sisters from Detroit, Michigan, Brenda Shirley and Valerie Jones originally found steady work as backup singers before the single, their biggest hit, was released. And they can count Aretha Franklin, among many, many others, in their resume credits. Following that was Bonnie Pointer, Heaven Must Have Sent You. Speaking of sister groups here, this was one of the writers of the Grammy-winning song Fairy Tale, which won in the country category, believe it or not. And it was written by the featured artist here, the second youngest Pointer sister, who went solo when the group went on hiatus in the 1970s. And the album was called, her debut album on Motown, was called Little Sister by Bonnie Pointer. And this is a cover of the Elgin's biggest hit on that same label. And the song we just heard... Wow, God, this song is just, I never get tired of hearing it. Armed and Dangerous by First Choice. Hailing from the city of brotherly love and one of the last major successes on the Philadelphia Groove label, First Choice would continue to chart R&B hits in the U.S. and U.K. On their pop hits chart for several years after this 1973 release. And we're going to be kicking off the second part here of our show with yet another recording artist from Philadelphia. And this was our next artist's debut single and her biggest success in 1978, just before the bottom fell out of the music industry with disco's demise. She was never able to replicate the success of this track and sadly died in 1991 at the age of just 39. This is Hot Shot by Karen Young, and we will see you just before the grand finale.
Woo-hoo, yeah! When I'm sitting home and I'm all alone and I don't hear no phone, I need a hot shot.
baby. Good loving daddy. Ooh, let me be your rocking chair. Just rock me away from here. Let's get it on. Come to me, baby. Ooh, let me be your rocking chair. Just rock me away from here. Let your arms shelter me from all hurt and pain. Light my heart with your everlasting flame. Ooh, touch your baby. Good loving daddy. Let me be your rocking chair. Rock me away from here. Let's get it on. Come to me, baby. Ooh, let me be your rocking chair. Just rock me away from here. Rock me gently. Make me feel like a cloud in the sky. Whisper softly. Let me be your rocking chair. Just rock me away from here. Let's get it on. Come to me, honey. Ooh, let me be your rocking chair. Just rock me away from here. Just rock me, baby. Ooh, in my rocking chair. Baby, ooh, all night long till the morning comes. Just a boo, baby. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Just rock me, baby. In the midnight hour, hey, in my rocking chair. All night long, come on, baby. Sexy, baby. Ooh, let me be your rocking chair. Just a rock me away from here. Come on, baby. Sexy, honey. Ooh, let me be your rocking chair. Just a rock me away from here.
What's the sense in sharing this one? Ending up just another lost and lonely wife. You count up the years and they will be filled with tears. Love only breaks up to start over again. You'll get the babies, but you won't have your man. Done.
Welcome back, everyone, to our very special Pride Show for 2019 here on What You're Not Listening To. I'm your host, Ben Brown Jr. for Ace of Spades PDX. Thank you for being here, and there's a very interesting way of getting educated about something, isn't it? Hopefully you're having a great time, because I know I am as well. And let's recap what we've heard in the second part of our show before we get into our grand finale, shall we? Kicked it all off with Karen Young, Hot Shot. After that was Rockin' Chair by Gwen McRae. The youngest of five children from Pensacola, Florida. She was signed to one of the most important early independent labels in the South, TK Records. This 1974 top 10 hit contained backing vocals by her husband, George McRae, who had a number one pop hit with the disco smash Rock Your Baby earlier that same year. After that, Candy Staten, Young Hearts Run Free. With a professional career that started in 1953... Yes, 1953. Staten still records and tours to this day. Though this disco track is her biggest hit, her discography also includes R&B, pop, religious music, and country covers. Excuse me. Following that, Shoot Your Best Shot by Linda Clifford. Originally starting in the entertainment industry as a jazz vocalist and an actress, Clifford found her big successes while recording for Curtum Records, a label founded and run by R&B legend Curtis Mayfield. After that was Come to Me by France Jolie. And Jolie is the only vocalist in this week's program not to hail from the United States. This she was from Canada, and she released this track, her debut, while she was just 17 in 1979. She continues to record dance music to this day, following trends as they develop. And the song we just heard, Norma Jean, High Society. If this sounds exactly like the first Chic album, you could not have been more observant. The studio, songwriters, singers, and performers recorded the debut album for the band Chic and their lead singer, Norma Jean Wright. Wright would later be replaced by Alpha Anderson for Chic's biggest hits. And we're going to be finishing it all up here. Yes, all good things must come to an end. With an artist who, along with being somebody who recorded albums in her own right and as a backup singer for her fellow Casablanca label mate, Donna Summer. This track, our final selection for this program, gained national attention and the number one spot on the dance charts for 6 weeks due to its inclusion on the Thank God It's Friday soundtrack. And if you have questions, feedback, comments, love letters are always welcome. Find the blog post here and drop us a line right there in the comments section. I would love to hear from you, truly. Happy Pride to everyone. Fight the good fight. Love to you all. This is After Dark by Patty Brooks.